الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. We praise Him. We seek His help. We seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own selves. Whom Allah guides, there is none who can lead him astray. And whom Allah leads to stray, there is none who can guide him aright. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, alone and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his slave and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with the truth as a bearer of glad tidings and a warner ahead of the hour. Verily Allah and his angels send blessings upon the Prophet. O ye who believe, ask blessings upon him and greet him with a worthy greeting. I'm about. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, if you remember the last time I was here, I think we talked about life being in stages from the ayah of the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Latarkabunna tabaqan an tabaq, Sadaqallahu al-Azim, which in translation Allah says, you shall surely travel from stage to stage, or some of the translations say state to state. And we mentioned that Ramadan was one of those stages or states that we go through. But in reality, each second of our lives is a stage, is a state. We exist not in a whole, we exist from second to second to second to second, bi'ithnillah, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of those seconds is not going to come one day. The next second is not going to be in this dunya, it's going to be in the akhirah. So, if we understand this, then we have to pay attention to our lives stage by stage. When you get enough seconds together, you have what? You have a minute. You get enough minutes together, you have an hour. Enough hours make a day, enough days make a week, enough weeks make a month, enough months make a year, a number of years make a lifetime. And these stages that we go through all have their adab, their etiquette, that will determine some of what the next stage is going to be like. Now, in Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we were in a state where we were fasting and we were praying and all of these things at an intensified level. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that in Ramadan the shayateen are chained up. And some people say, well, if they're chained up, how come all the bad stuff still be happening? Well, the shayateen are only chained up for the people who are fasting. Because why? Because the shayateen work through the hawa of the human being, the desires. And in Ramadan, what do we do with our desires? We shut them down. We don't drink. We don't eat. We don't have relations with our wives and husbands. We make an extra effort to stop backbiting, not to become angry, to control the emotions, to control the desires. You come to Maghreb, you break iftar, you have a little break there, but then we right back into Isha and then Tarawih. And then by the time you get home, it's 11 o'clock, you don't have too much time to do anything but go to bed and get up and come for Fajr. So the Shayateen are chained because they don't have any of those doorways anymore. But now we're in another stage. We're in the stage after Ramadan. We don't have this protection anymore. We have you can do what you like. You can eat and drink all day long. Food and that kind of thing, it lowers the spirituality. It pulls you down to the ground. You become animalistic because you're dealing again with the Hawa. And then the Shaitan says, Alhamdulillah, the doors are open. Let's get busy. And if we're not aware of this, second to second, minute to minute, hour to hour, all kinds of things, mischief and so forth, and misunderstandings and loss of deen and loss of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take place in those seconds. And just like if you get enough seconds, you got a minute. And a minute and an hour, if you get enough seconds of fitna, you got a second of fitna, you got a minute of fitna, you got an hour, you got a day, you got a week, a year, a lifetime. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the huda, He's given us the guidance, He's told us how to live in this life, what to be aware of. We don't know the end of this life, certainly that's a mystery to us. We hope to go to the Jannah. But nobody here can tell me what the Jannah is beyond what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. And nobody here has ever seen it. So it's only based off of what Allah says. And most of it we can't even imagine. So Allah explains it to us in things we can understand. But Allah says there's nothing like that. It looks like that. An apple in the world, and the Jannah look like an apple in the world, but it's not the same. It doesn't taste the same. It doesn't have the same quality. It looks the same, so you can recognize it as food, as something to be eaten. If it didn't look like something to be eaten, you wouldn't eat it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the guidance on how to be successful second to second, minute to minute, hour to hour, day to day, and it's called Islam. And the more you know about Islam, the more you understand the states that you are going through, the more successful you will be. Because the shaitan has promised it. And with the permission of Allah, bi-idhnillah, the shaitan said, and I will mislead them, and I will arouse in them sinful desires, and I will command them so they will split the ears of cattle, and I will command them so they will change the creation of Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever takes the shaitan as an ally instead of Allah has certainly sustained a clear loss. This is in Surah An-Nisa 119, 120 as well, but this is 119. So let's look. The shaitan has said to Allah, you give me the permission, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to mislead them. You ain't got to go to Fajr. What do you got to get up for Fajr for? You know, just say a prayer, just say bismillah, go back to sleep. If you wake up, you know, Juma, hey, you know, you got to make some money. Stay at work, Juma. You know, your brother, you can't take care of everybody. He'll be all right, Allah will take care of him. All these things, these misleading things that the shaitan comes and leads you away from what is right. And then he says, and I will arouse in them sinful desires. It says desires, but most desires are sinful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, give him permission to do that, and he makes you want things. And you do things to get what you want that you know you shouldn't be doing. Why? Because you shouldn't be wanting those things in the first place. Everybody want $1 million. Everybody want this, the big house, a car, and this. And some people dedicate their lives to this. But the believer will never do that. He'll never do that because he knows his time is too valuable. His seconds, his minutes, his hours, his days are too valuable to be running after the hayat ad-dunya. Certainly you need some of it. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, only take from this dunya what you need to get to the akhirah. You don't need $1 billion to get to the akhirah. For most of us, $1 billion will send us straight to the hellfire. Straight to the hellfire. So it's a rahmah that Allah doesn't give it to you. I know you don't want to hear that, but that's the truth. And then what does he say? And I will command them to split the ears of cattle. And this comes from the time of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they had certain animals, they used to mark them out for various gods. You know, this animal is, this cow is for this god, and this one's for, and they mark them by splitting the ears, which is, you know, a paganistic thing to do. We have our own practices. People get tattooed. They mark themselves out for their mother. Some put the devil on their hand, evil on one hand, hate on the other hand. They mock themselves. This is what Allah is talking about. They changed the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah didn't, nobody here was born with a tattoo. And we know the hadith of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he cursed the person who does the tattooing and who gets the tattoo. Now, if you got a tattoo and you got it before you became Muslim, don't worry. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Islam wipes out everything that happened before Islam. So if you got a tattoo, I'm not talking about you. But if you don't have one and you're thinking about getting one, I am talking about you. See, this is what the hadith is for, to prevent you from changing the creation of Allah. And we see it. I'm willing to bet you at least 40% of the people in America, maybe 50, have a tattoo. And this is a new phenomenon. People get plastic surgery. The ladies, they don't like how they look. They get their breasts enhanced. They get their behind enhanced. They get their lips enhanced. Their eyes, this and that. And the men do it too. It's not just ladies. Nowadays, it's big business for men to get their plastic, get their facelift, and all of this stuff. Homosexuality. This is wrong from the beginning of time. But yet, it's not wrong today. You can't even speak against it. If you're a prominent person in the public and you come out and say something against homosexuality, you're a bigot. You're a homophobe. You know, I mean, you can't even tell the truth these days if you succumb to the mores and the guidance of the dunya. There was this Mexican reporter, female reporter, a couple of weeks ago, and she reported that she had been talked to inappropriately in the Jets football camp, that some of the guys in the locker room had said inappropriate things to her. And this guy running back for the Washington Redskins, Clinton Portis, he was on a radio show. And on the show he said, well, you know, if you're going to put a nice looking lady in a locker room with 53 half naked men and some of them are naked, somebody's going to say something to her. And she's probably going to be interested in somebody in there. And he had to apologize for telling the truth. Because the NFL said, this is not appropriate. So you see, they changed the creation of Allah. Allah said, tell the truth even if it's against yourself. And they say, don't tell the truth unless it's authorized by the organization. And only tell the truth the way we say tell the truth. You start falling into that. Changing the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same-sex marriages. Can't talk about that. Just good and evil. What used to be good is now evil. The people who want to reform and conform to what Allah said are evil people. The good people are the ones say, do what you like. You see how the shaitan is working? And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Islam and his Anbiya and to teach you. To teach you and keep you aware so that you can save your nafs from the Jahannam. Because all these other people, Allahu alam, Allah wa yu'adhibu man yasha, Allahu yaghfuru liman yasha wa yu'adhibu man yasha. But Allah says, he's not a liar, that he promised the unbelievers, the kuffar, the hellfire. You believe it? You believe Allah? I do. So these people that we're trying to give dawah to, if they reject this, if they don't accept this, if they continue in their own way, it's the hellfire. If you follow them, it's the same thing as for you. I mean, it's crazy. I remember when I first came to Los Angeles, all the prostitutes were on Sunset Boulevard. And you could tell they was prostitutes because they was dressed like prostitutes. But now, I've been doing a show on Hollywood Boulevard. You go down, any prostitute could work openly. Because all the women down there look like prostitutes. They're not all prostitutes, but they all look like it. You couldn't spot one. Changing the creation of Allah. So Allah has given us this guidance. He's given us this deen. He's given us this responsibility. He's given us eyes and ears and hands and feet to understand and do and know. And it's our responsibility to be grateful by using what Allah has given us to correct ourselves. To be the best of the humanity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He made us to be. And that's our responsibility. And again, Ramadan helps us, but Ramadan is over. But Allah is merciful. We have what? 6 days in Shawwal, right? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever fasts Ramadan in the 6 days of Shawwal, this is the fifth day that fast the whole year. Allah rewards for fasting minimum 700. So if you get Ramadan in those 6 days, you got 700 years of fasting. If you live for 10 years, you got 7,000 years of fasting. Allah rewards you beyond what you can possibly do. If you live 20 years, you got 14,000 years of fasting if you get it every year. This is rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is understanding how to use your seconds, your minutes, your hours, your days, your weeks, your months, your years, your life. May Allah help us to be in remembrance of this and help us to take as much advantage of it as we can and help us to help our brothers and sisters to take advantage by reminding and they remind us. Inshallah, Allah will give us all a home in the Jannah. Alhamdulillah, Fatiri Samawati wa Ardija ilil Mala, Ikati Usul and Uli Ajniyatam, Matna wa Tulata wa Ruba. Yazidu fi khalki man yashaa. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Ashadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in the Surah Al-Kahf, ayah number 28, some excellent advice. All the advice is excellent, but some things resonate from time to time. This is something that came to me. It's concise. It says it in a nutshell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and keep yourself patient with those who call upon their Lord in the morning and the evening, seeking his face. And let not your eyes pass beyond them, desiring the adornments of the worldly life. And do not obey one whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, and who follows his desires, and whose affair is ever in neglect. This is a really excellent warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be patient and stay with who? With the Muslims. That means in most cases you gotta come to the masjid. That's where you should find the most Muslims every day, in the masjid. Masjid has a function, you gotta come. You gotta turn off the basketball game, turn off the football game, turn off the Kardashians or whatever, and come to the masjid, because they're not gonna help you. They're not gonna tell you it's time for Salah, or do you have your 6 days of Shawwal. 2 weeks is gone. Shawwal has only got 2 more weeks, so if you haven't started, you really gotta get on your job. Or you just like throwing money in the street. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, stay with those who will call on their Lord in the morning and the evening seeking his face. This is the believers, the mu'min. And Allah says, and let not your eyes pass beyond them. Don't get hooked up in this stuff out here. Don't start looking over there. Oh, you look over there, you see what? Something haram. You look over here, you see something haram. After a while, you start thinking, well, you know, if it's that much haram, maybe it ain't haram. Maybe it's just normal. Then you fall into the trap of the shaitan. So keep your eyes on those people who have their eyes on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they say, keep your eye on the prize. And Allah says, don't go beyond and desiring the adornments of the life of this world. All those things we talked about. Just zina. Beautifications. Things that don't mean anything. Things that when you meet Allah and you say, oh Allah, I had a Rolls Royce. So what? What did you do with it? Did you give brothers rides to the mosque? No. I'm going to have to mess up my car. Brothers, they don't know how to treat a Rolls Royce. Drive it to the hellfire. There's some shayateen that go with you. Give them a ride. See? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't obey the people who are heedless of Allah. So many people are heedless of Allah. You tell them about Allah, and they're, who are you to tell me? I believe in God. I pray every day. Yeah, right. Stay away from these people. Don't obey these people. I don't care who they are. Be your boss, the banker, the guy that got the mortgage on your house, or whatever. Don't obey him. You know, I'll just go to the office party. No. Christmas party? No. I'll just have one drink so they know I'm sociable. No. Don't obey people who are heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, and they follow their own desires. They do what they want. There's no restriction on them. And Allah says that their affair is ever in neglect. What is their affair? They have the same responsibility as you. They should be trying to get, they have to try to get back to the Jannah. But they don't believe that. And if you don't believe it, you can't do what you don't believe. So their affair is in neglect. They are neglecting the fact that the Asr, the time that Allah gave them, as Allah said, what Asr innal insana lafi khusr. They are in loss. Because they're heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we all know these things. And sometimes it sounds like you know, brother, you say this every week, but you forget. If you remember, Allah wouldn't have to send Nabi and books and Malaika and miracles and all those things to remind you. You're a human being, you forget. Somebody told me, insan is the one that forgets. So inshallah, let us remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabbul Alameen, that He is our Lord, He is our Master, He is the one whose guidance we follow. اللهم اكفر للمسلمين والمسلمات المؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب دعوات يا رب العالمين ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون أقيموا الصلاة